produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Mercy, you would cleanse me like a healing blood. Good morning, and happy Thursday. This is Tammy Polk, your host of the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. As always, the music that you heard at the beginning of my show is recorded by my dear friend and church member, Amber Patterson DePaola. And I want to know if you have taken a stab at the questions on the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast Facebook page to enter into the drawing to basically get every song that she has ever written. It is a 6-CD set, so you will have all of the music that has been playing before my shows and some that you haven't heard on my show yet. So I do want to encourage you to participate in the giveaway on the page. Today, I want to get back into our series of attitudes that we embody, but we need to cancel. And attitude number 3 is let someone else do it because they are better at it than me. And that is a cop-out if I've ever heard one. And I say that because you may not do it like they do or as well as they do, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they do it better. Think about it like this. How many times have you seen pretty food? You've taken a bite of it and you've spit it out. The same thing applies here. Yours may not look like theirs, but somebody just might like yours more. So you may say, well, they went to school or got training and I just picked up stuff here and there. So what? Homegrown talent still has its place, especially in these days and times. So what you have to understand is that you don't have to be poised, polished, and perfect to make an income, an impact, nor a difference. People have natural talents and skills and gifts for things that will cause them to still run circles around people who have gone to school for the thing that they grew up doing naturally or that they learned from an elder family member. So homegrown talent still has its place. So then you may say, I tried it, but a certain someone didn't like it. There are over 8 billion people in the world. Why would you dim your own light over one person? Over one person. But I want to tell you something that you may not have thought about. The first reason why you don't want to dim your own light over one person is that they could be lying about not liking it because they've been talking about you like a dog behind your back. It could be that they will find something wrong with it or they nitpick at it because they have told somebody that you're wasting your time, it's not going to work, or she needs to be doing this, or he needs to be doing this, and they're not doing it, and they're wasting their gift and all of this other stuff. And it's because they don't know what's going on in the booth in the back in the corner in the dark behind closed doors. So they will talk about you, and then when they see that you've done it, they want to find something wrong with it. The second reason why you don't want to dim your own light over one person is because This is something that they want to do themselves, but they don't want to admit that they need help so that they in turn attack anybody else who's doing it. I was telling one of my Toastmasters Club colleagues that the reason I felt that people came at her a certain way was because they didn't want to admit to her that they didn't know how to do something or they needed further guidance because they didn't want her to think any less of them. And so that's what this second person you're about to dim your light over is doing. This is something that they want to do too, but they're struggling with it and they're not going to ask for help because they don't want to look dumb, simple, weak, stupid, or slow. That's the best way that I can put that. So they will always tell you that there's something wrong, that you need to add something, that you need to take something away, that you need to do more of something, that you need to do less of something. But you have to take it with a grain of salt and ask yourself, is that really an issue? Because the third reason why you don't want to dim your light over one person not liking something is because you could be showing them something that's not even meant for them. I tell people all of the time that when I started writing professionally and got into publishing, my parents were my biggest critic. And when I was explaining to my husband, like the emotions and things that I was going through, the first thing that he told me was, babe, you have to understand that this is coming from a man. Your book is written to young girls. So a man would not be able to identify with what you wrote. So don't be upset because he doesn't like it. So some of us are getting ready to quit what we're doing, not understanding that the person who is about to cause us to quit is not even in our target market. So then you go from that to saying, well, I don't have all of what someone else has. And one of my favorite verses has become Exodus, I believe it's 4:2. Where God asks Moses a question. He says, Moses, what is in your hand? Moses said, a rod. And God says, okay, I'm going to use that rod. You do not have to start off with the biggest, the best, and the brightest in whatever you're doing in your life, faith, family, ministry, education, business, or career. It's okay to start with free and cheap and then upgrade as you need to, because you can become poor in an area because you wanted all of these new bright and shiny things right from the beginning. And you spend so much on the front end that when you do start to make money or make progress, it evaporates. So you have to be willing to start where you are. I saw a quote from my friend Christina Garrett earlier today. She was talking about how one of the ways that burnout shows itself is because you're kicking yourself for not being where you feel like you should be instead of focusing on where you are and improving. And if you think about Moses, Moses had every excuse in the book for why he couldn't be the one to deliver Israel from the Egyptians. But if you go back and read that story, notice that God gave him a person, place, thing, or idea as a comeback for everything he said that he did not have. So then Moses says this other thing, this final thing that we will say as well. I will let a certain person down if I mess up. And I'm going to tell you this. If you can't make a mistake, learn from it, and do better the next time, without this person having an issue with you, then you are around the wrong people. All of us have differing skills and knowledge in the same arenas, but as you've heard me say for years, just because somebody does what you do does not mean that they do what you do. And I will swing from the rafters screaming that until Jesus comes. Yes, education is important, but, and we know this, not all education is found at a desk in a classroom. I was looking through my Facebook memories the other day and ran across the post where I talked about how my oldest daughter came to me at the age of 12 and asked me if I would be upset if she didn't go to a four-year university. And I said, absolutely not. And she was shocked. But I have watched her learn and glean things on her own to where the people in the circles that I run in will ask me to ask her for her help with their projects. And she hasn't seen a four-year university outside of driving by them on Sunday afternoon on the way home from church. You also have to understand that you will encounter naysayers and critics, but who doesn't? There is always going to be someone somewhere, some way, somehow, in some way who has something to say about what you are doing. But just because what they say may make sense does not make them right. Because one thing about naysayers and critics, they will say stuff that will make sense, but they're saying it because they want to stop you and sidetrack you long enough for you to give up what you're doing to come and do what they want you to do. So as I close out, I want you to repeat this with me. I am not giving the graveyard anything it's not supposed to have, so I will not continue to dig the grave. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been the Virtuous Businesswoman Motivational Broadcast. But as always, you know, I dare not end my show without thanking two very special people. And that would be Kayla Padgett, our founder and CEO of the entire network. God bless you as you continue to expand and care for your mom and your sister. We love you. We're always praying for you and your team. To Nicole Gates, the woman who lovingly bullied me into having this radio show in the first place, thank you so much for your continued physical, mental, emotional, financial, and spiritual support and me and just of me and just about everything else that I do. And as always, ladies and gentlemen, God bless, Godspeed in all that you do. Keep charging, eat a cookie, handle business, and please cancel this attitude of not being good enough. I'll see you next month.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.